I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This Sunday, let's use the news to pray through the International Day of Prayer. We'll connect you to IDOP, a global church movement, in just a moment. We're also examining how the gospel's impact hinges on a clear presentation and what happens when it's unclear. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Earlier this week, the death of ISIS leader was plastered across news outlets. The group's leadership vacuum begs the question, what does this mean for Christians in the region? The Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton.
ISIS was certainly no friend to Christians, and tens of thousands of Christians were displaced by ISIS as they moved forward. When they would take over a city or a village, they would typically announce, Christians, get out or risk your lives. And so Christians fled ahead of ISIS. So, you know, as long as ISIS controlled territory, they were a risk, they were a danger to Christians. The reality is that the ideology that drives ISIS is not dead, even though the leader of the group is dead. And so Christians in the Middle East are still going to face persecution.
This Sunday, participate in the International Day of Prayer and pray for the persecuted church in Syria.
Persecution.com is our website. Right at the top of the page is a link to those IDOP resources. And I would encourage churches. They are free. There's a video you can show. There's PowerPoint slides that give specific current prayer requests from around the world.
Saudi Arabia is another country you can pray for this Sunday on the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Known as the Forbidden Kingdom, Saudi Arabia has been closed to foreign tourists. But the Saudi government recently made the shocking announcement that they'll now accept international visitors from 49 countries. Patrick Murphy with I Found the Truth says this could have gospel implications.
Christians need to pray. Ask the Lord if they're called to go and just be some salt and light. We're talking about a country where the majority of the people there have never met one believer.
Murphy shares the story of a woman in Saudi Arabia who came to know Jesus. The only other believers she knew were online. Eventually, her brother discovered her new faith and killed her. However,
Fatima wrote a prayer on the computer before she went to her death, and she talked about how she was not afraid. Jesus Christ was the protector of her life. Here's the amazing thing to us. She's receiving a martyr's crown in heaven, and it's probably the first time when she got to heaven that she met another Christian face to face.
Please pray for persecuted believers in Saudi Arabia to know they're not alone. And have you heard this message, we don't want to be saved? It isn't new, but its recent appearance in social media brings up questions of how to carry out the Great Commission. Greg Kelly, CEO of World Mission, says often negative responses to God's word come from people who've seen a distorted view of Christ.
Sometimes, you know, people and we can get in the way when we have other agendas and we're trying to establish our own kingdoms and instead of the kingdom. And so I think when, you know, our other ulterior agendas get in the way, then it kind of skews the real message of the gospel, which is not about you become like me. The message is you become like Jesus and the freedom that the gospel brings, and it's through the love of what happened at Calvary.
For World Mission, showing Christ rightly means taking a new look at sharing the gospel with unreached peoples. Instead of foreign missionaries, World Mission supports national believers, but Kelly says the work is far from finished.
I think we need to understand that there's over 2 billion people in the world who are without access. It's not that they're not Christians. It's that they don't have access to the gospel, and we need to start thinking differently about how we do missions.
Join World Mission as they bring the gospel to unreached peoples and learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by founder Peter Dynica. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.